And now I guess you want me to talk about E equals MC squared. So, exam time is coming up, huh? So is everybody pretty neurotic? Yeah? Have you gotten yourself sufficiently stressed out and frustrated with overwhelming feelings of inadequacy and convinced yourself that you're going to fail everything? Yeah? And thinking that your whole life is going to be a disaster because of some exam that you're going to take. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it, how our minds get totally wrapped up when it comes to exam time. You know? I mean, it's just like, I mean, there's this whole world out there with 5 billion human beings, and during exam time, what do we think about? One of those 5 billion. Who coincidentally happens to be me. Yeah. And then we spin around the life of this one. My exams. I don't know the answers. I'm going to be a failure. My parents are going to be disappointed. My brothers and sisters are going to be better than me. I won't be able to get a job. I'm going to wind up living in the streets. Nobody's going to love me. I'm going to be a failure. You know, and you know, we're very good. You thought you couldn't do creative writing. Look what you're doing. Yeah, the mind is writing a horror story, starring ourselves, of course, you know, and then getting totally bent out of shape because of it, you know, thinking it's gonna be true. You know, meanwhile, the other 4,999,000,000 other human beings on this planet, forget about them, they don't have lives. You know? Isn't it? Isn't that the way you are when you have exams? You can't see anything. So I think here is where compassion comes in. Yeah. Because when we have compassion, we have some kind of big view. Oh, there's all these other people out there. You know, and most of them don't have exams. Lucky them! But even though they don't have exams, some of them have many more problems than me. Yeah? Some of them don't even have a school to go to get exams in. You know? And some of them don't have food to eat. You know? And some of them don't have parents to worry about them about failing their exams. And you know, you start to broaden your perspective and see what the situation of all these other living beings are and the various sufferings that they go through. And then all of a sudden, you know, you compare that to the suffering of taking exams and like, you know, you get a pretty good deal. Yeah. I mean, compared to the rest of the suffering that's going on. Hey, look what's going on in the Middle East right now. Yeah, or in so many other places in the world, we're not living in that. We have so much luxury that we have the free time to obsess about our exams. It's true. Yeah, I mean, if you live in a war-torn country, you don't have that luxury to obsess about your exams. Yeah. Or if you live in a poverty situation, you don't have that luxury. So sometimes, you know, when we have compassion and open our eyes towards the situation of others and put our own in perspective, our own situation is not that bad. Yeah. And another way that compassion can come in here is when you're studying for your exams, you have to think, well, why am I studying for this? Yeah, have you ever thought about that? Why are you studying for your exams? Okay, please your parents, right? Yeah. Why else? Get a good job, make lots of money. Yeah, find somebody nice to marry. Do you study for exams to learn anything? Is that one of your purposes for studying for exams? Most of us don't study for exams to learn anything. Yeah, most of us study because of pressure and because our motivation is completely wrapped up in our own happiness, okay? And we can't really see beyond that. comes in is if you think, I'm going to study for exams to learn something and then use that knowledge to benefit others. Okay, this is where compassion comes in. Why are you studying for the exams? Change your motivation. Don't just study for the exams to, because you have to. But give some, better meaning and purpose to what you're doing. And recognizing that, if you learn something, then you can take that, what you learn, out into the world and you can contribute to the benefit of society. Okay? So you broaden your motivation beyond just thinking about, your parents and your own rice bowl. But think about what you can do if you have some knowledge and what you can contribute to the benefit of society, how you can make this planet someplace better. I think that's extremely important to think about. Otherwise, why in the world are you going to school? I mean, really, when you think about it, if we don't want to contribute to the happiness of others on this planet, then what's the use of doing anything? If we're only looking out for ourselves, what's the use? We're one person. We believe in democracy, right? Well, there's 5 billion others, and there's one of me. So if I just care for myself and ignore others, is that very democratic? It's not very democratic, is it? Yeah. Democratic, you go by the majority. There's the 4,999,000,000 that want happiness and would like us to help contribute to it. So if we don't somehow open our heart and in whatever way we can have the motivation to contribute something positive, to your family, to your country, to the entire planet, we need that kind of broad motivation. Think of what you're going to do with what you're learning in school. Okay? And have a compassionate motivation and a sense of, universal caring and universal responsibility for other beings. Because if you have that kind of big motivation, then, going to school and learning or working at a job becomes very meaningful. If you only have the motivation so that you can make a lot of money and be a success, your life's not going to be very happy. I mean, think about it, because if we sit there and all we do is focus on ourselves, my life, how am I going to get more money, how am I going to get, the best grades so that I can go abroad to go to graduate school, and then how am I going to get a job, and what kind of money am I going to get, and how will I advance in my career, and I want to be famous, and I want to be well known. With that kind of motivation, even if you're a success, are you going to be happy? Are you ever going to feel satisfied with yourself? Are you ever going to feel like your life is meaningful? Think about it. When we're just concerned about ourselves, that motivation alone makes our life quite tight and quite frustrating. When we have a bigger heart and a bigger motivation, and think, I'm learning so I can contribute something to the welfare of this planet. I'm learning because I want to make, things better than they are. Maybe I can't make them perfect. Not even the Buddha could do that. But I can contribute to the welfare of other living beings. And other living beings have been kind to me. Now, everything I have in my whole life depends on them. I only have this cup because somebody made it. I only have a microphone because somebody made it. I only ate dinner because somebody grew the food and somebody else cooked it. Now, everything I have comes from the kindness of others, comes from the effort of others. I want to offer something back to all the other living beings on this planet, who I'm dependent upon to stay alive. And if you have that kind of motivation, then, every day, you're going to feel like your life has some meaning and purpose. And you're going to feel like you have something to give to others, and that you can connect with others, and you can contribute something positive to this planet. And if you have that kind of motivation, you're going to feel very good about yourself. And your life is going to feel, like it's worthwhile. Whether you make a lot of money or don't make a lot of money, that's irrelevant. Okay? Because, we always think, oh, I'll feel worthwhile, I'll feel successful if I make a lot of money. Okay? Do you know anybody who has enough money? Think about it. Do you know anyone who says, fine, I have enough money, I don't need any more? Nobody says that. Nobody feels that. We always want more. We always want better. Yeah, no matter how much we have, we're continually dissatisfied. Yeah. I mean, I live in Seattle, Bill Gates' hometown. Bill Gates doesn't have enough money. He has to make more. Okay? So you never get to the point where you feel satisfied with who you are, how much you have, if your value system is, I'm successful if I make money. Because you never feel good, like you have enough. So it's better just forget that. Yeah. Okay, you need some money to live on. I mean, our society functions. You need money. Okay, fine. But what's more important than having a lot of money is having a kind heart so that you can connect with other living beings. Okay? Because nobody ever died saying, and on their deathbed said, shucks, I wasted my life, I should have made more money and worked more overtime. Nobody ever died with that kind of regret. So if, we're not going to die with that kind of regret, why live with money as the purpose of our life? Doesn't make any sense. No? I mean, because what we all really want in our hearts is to be able to feel good about ourselves and to connect with other living beings and to contribute to the benefit of society and to, feel that connection of when we give and others appreciate, and that kind of give and take that happens between human beings. Okay, that's what we all want at some kind of level, because we don't live as isolated units. Okay, so if we open our heart with some kind of motivation of love and compassion, and with this feeling of contributing in whatever way we can to others' well-being, then our life is going to feel very good, very worthwhile. Okay? And when I talk about contributing to the welfare of others, I'm not talking about, we all have to do huge, enormous, extravagant projects. Yeah? But sometimes you contribute to the well-being of others by smiling at them. I mean, let me tell you an example, because I have a friend who was telling me one day that when she was a teenager, she, she had a lot of family problems and she was kind of suicidal and she was very, very confused. And one day she was walking along the street just feeling so depressed and somewhat suicidal, and a total stranger walked by her and smiled at her. And she went, oh, somebody smiled at me. There's kindness in this world. And she said after that, it's like her mood began to change. She began to see the world differently, that there's kindness, And gradually, all the thoughts of committing suicide just went away. What started that change? One stranger smiled at her. So sometimes small actions done with kindness can have very, very big results. So don't think, that to contribute to the welfare of others, you have to, make some enormous institute. Yeah. You contribute to the welfare of others simply by your presence, by how you are in the world, how you relate to other people. Okay? So, here's exam time. Everybody's studying. Then you go into your study group and you help everybody and you crack some jokes and you lighten everybody's experience, and you bring people drinks. Okay. I'm thinking of a little, you know. Okay. But, you know, you're generous. You bring something to others. You share your notes, you know. You cheer up other people. You know, you help other people out during the time of exhaustion. That's contributing to the welfare of society, to the benefit of others. Okay? So sometimes just small things we do, you know, done with a little bit of sensitivity, can have very big effects. Okay? So that's why compassion is very important. You know? Compassion now, so that we, you know, give whatever we can, you know, with a happy mind to others now. Compassion so that we have some kind of vision of where we're going with our education and why we want to learn and what we want to do with it. Okay? So compassion comes in there. And then we also need compassion for ourselves, recognizing, you know, I'm just little old me, and whatever I do, you know, however I do on my exams is okay. I don't have to be the best one in the class. Who cares? Yeah. Do you believe that? You don't believe it. I know, I didn't either. When I was in the university, I thought exams were really a big deal. Until in my last year, I finally figured out that all you do in exams is tell the teacher what they already know. Isn't it? Yeah, you just tell the prof what they already know, and if you, you know, the more you can tell them, the better grade you get. But, you know, so I think have a little bit of a lighthearted feeling about exams. I mean, don't take it all so seriously. Study, okay? You know, study well. Don't leave all your studying until the night before the exams. Kind of keep up with things as your term goes on. Yeah, so that you don't have to cram the night before the exams. And then, you know, just go and do it. That's it. If you're not the best in the class, well, neither are all the other people except one. Yeah? And, you know, it's really funny because we always think, oh, the person who is the best in the class is going to be the happiest and the most relaxed. Okay. Now, I had a friend of mine who went back to graduate school recently, and she told me that in one of her classes, she wound up getting the best mark in the class, and it produced so much anxiety in her, much more anxiety than when she didn't get the best mark in the class. Why? Because once you get the best mark, then you have to try and do it again. Yeah? And so your mind sets you all up for, oh, I did it once, I better be able to do it again, and if I can't do it again, I'm a failure. Yeah. And so this huge anxiety comes. Yeah. So if you think about that, I mean, anxiety is totally useless. One of the most useless things we ever thought of, actually. Yeah. And so if being the best, you know, only produces more anxiety, nothing so good about it, is there? Yeah. And only one person gets the highest remark, the highest mark. So they get the most anxiety. And then, you know, the rest of us, we just kind of do what we are, what we can. Because how you do on exams is not indicative of your worth as a human being. Yeah? How you do on exams is not indicative of the meaning of your life and the worth you have as a human being. Because your life is valuable and you are valuable and what you contribute to society is valuable no matter what you score on the exam. Okay? So you just learn, you do your best, and forget it.